Thank you, Mr. Spitz. Good morning, brethren. Happy Sabbath. It's a wonderful feeling seeing all your faces looking back at me, those who are not looking down. And it's also a wonderful feeling to know that we have a lot of you brethren and our friends joining us on the Zoom and the Cybercast. Welcome. We are here participating together on the seventh day of the Days of Unleavened Bread 2021. After a week of examining ourselves and putting sins out of our life, because we believe the same instructions and commands God has given us. We're here together worshiping our God, our Father, and Jesus at his right hand. And we welcome and we hope for the day that is coming soon when we'll all be physically together again, like it should be and like we expect. Well, we worship our God through spiritual hymns, like we just sang, prayers, attentive, active listening, as we're gathered here today. You are with us. We're all of one mind. God, too, has been invited and invoked to be present with all of us gathered here together. There are more than two present here in Jesus' name. We have gathered together as one body right now because we have all received that measure of faith from God. Faith. We all together here, and you seeing and hearing me, as well as all those who are gathered together as one in their respective congregations, we must not fail to remember all of our brethren who can't be present and can't even watch on the Zoom and Cybercast. Keep them in our prayers. They have to worship our Father and Jesus on their own. Well, dear brethren and new friends, everyone who has ears to hear, we're part of a living faith. We who share in the faith only God can give us have, or are in the process of doing so, proving that God is real. Yeah, real. Even though they are invisible as spirit beings, and very few alive today have heard a voice out loud from heaven, such as we read occurred in the Holy Scriptures, that God breathed and gave to us through the hands of men who believed and walked in his way. Well, we too believe. God has revealed himself in very deliberate ways. Those who have been chosen and invited at this time in this generation to see the evidence of their existence through history, archaeology, the amazing revelations that science has provided us in fine detail and exacting facts, not to mention fulfilled prayer, healings, blessings that can only come from God. In other ways, I don't have time to elaborate. We hear his voice in our inward parts. And we hear it through discernment and through the written word of God. And that the faith we share comes also from the hearing of the word of God. Yes, only those who have ears to hear and eyes to see can actually fully obey God, what God says. We also each share a heart of flesh that God has written his commandments on and put into our minds also, that they may be ever before us as we walk this path of righteousness toward his kingdom. We live for and believe in the invisible God. That is faith. The title of this message is, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. That is from the familiar verse that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in the second book, the second letter. That's in chapter 5, verse 7. Let's turn there, please. That's the only scripture we're going to turn to today. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. Very familiar verse. I'm reading from the New King James Version. For we walk by faith, not by sight. It would be good to read those first 10 verses of that chapter for context. Good exegesis, that's a good word for all of us Bible studiers to know. Good exegesis is necessary for this verse. Here, Paul is likening our earthly body as a tent. Okay? And we're being absent from the Lord. God is spirit. We should earnestly desire to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven, a spirit body, which God has already prepared for those who have been baptized. And he's given us his spirit as a guarantee. Now the verse, breaking it down, starts off with we, which refers to all those who hear his calling to himself through Jesus Christ. Continuing, walk refers to our daily life in the flesh, filled with multiple decisions which have a bearing on our reward when the Christ returns. We are being judged right now in our daily walk. Continuing, by faith refers to the lessons we learn from hearing the Word of God through study, meditation, and praying and preaching. Also, spiritually discernible observations like healings and or consequences and answered prayers in making our daily decisions. Decisions which lead to actions that are hopefully pleasing to our God and not displeasing. Continuing, not by sight. That can refer to our own ways, which we have heard or had from before our individual calling. Remember, the subject is our walk. We need to do that walk by the faith that comes from the hearing of the word, and not alternatives like Eve and Adam chose to walk by at the start of this age. Has anyone here, and I must restrict the participation to those present here and not watching, thank you for understanding. Has anyone here ever gone blindfolded for a day or longer? I have. In 1974, as a junior in high school, I walked across the graduation stage with the seniors. I had the credits and then some to graduate. I went to summer school 3 years straight, two classes each summer. I had already signed up and volunteered for the Army to go to Vietnam, although I was never deployed there. I was given my diploma on the stage and had to give it back shortly right after that because I had to take 12th grade history as a requirement by the state for your graduation. I went to summer school one last time there. I signed up for history and took another class. I don't remember the exact title of it, but it had to do with psychology. Shortly after the psychology class began, the teacher asked for a male and female to participate in being blindfolded from a Friday to a Monday. So I volunteered and a female did also. We each had to organize who we were going to be staying with, a friend, and for that duration. So my friend Greg, that's his true name, Greg, I'll never forget him. He joined me after the history class, which was the second one. And he took charge of me for that day, and then the weekend, and then till the first class on Monday morning, the psychology class. The instructions were to be as realistic as possible. Do things that a blind person would have to do in life. I had to visit public places like a mall, a grocery store, an intersection, steps, dining, conversations, even bathing in such things. I'm glad I, being blonde back then, wasn't shaving yet. I recall Greg did not take me down the handicap ramp to the school parking lot. No, he took me down the two or three levels of concrete steps. He'd have his arm out like this, and I had my hand on his forearm. And he would stop before a step, and he'd say, or before the stairs, he'd say, okay, reach out with your foot and feel the edge of the step. Okay, it's about 9 inches to the next one, and we'll go down together. Well, we negotiated the stairs and steps that way. All the while, kids were remarking and commenting as they swarmed past towards the buses, their cars, and their pickups. It was an eventful weekend. I don't recall many details of the mall. I do remember the grocery store. I guess because of smells involved, you know. I remember working on an engine with him. We were both mechanics. He even took me to Huntington Beach. We crossed Coast Highway and went on the sand. I still recall the sound of the waves and the commotion, the summer commotion of all the people. Well, he teased me a couple times saying, look at that one-piece bikini. Oh, you can't. And he said, look at that two-piece bikini. I said, stop it. Walking on the sand blindfolded is something else. Well, I was the only one who went the whole weekend. The female classmate said she stopped on Saturday because she couldn't take it. It was an eye-opening experience. Now, those of you who know my pun proclivities know that I couldn't pass that one up. Truthfully, brethren, I am glad I went through that experience. Having had eyesight my whole life before that, I was able to fill in many things that a person who has been blind for life could not exactly. I intend to talk more to others who've never been able to see and share that experience and ask some questions while getting to know them better. Brethren, and friends who hear my voice, members of the chosen generation know this. We are of the generation which started with Abel and continues to the last one called and endures to the seventh trump. This generation to be the first of mankind to be changed from flesh to spirit, from mortal to eternal life. We have the unique experience to see what God has us to see. Like as yet, the invisible city in the third heaven, the New Jerusalem, to come to earth, God's footstool. We know our true citizenship is up there, written in the book of life. Those who live in the flesh after the seventh trumpet sound upon Christ's return as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, they will be able to see Jesus and glorify the saints and the angels. They still must live by faith too and not be rejecting God's calling. The whole earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord then, right? So we, the chosen generation, are chosen now by God. We're striving to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We believe, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Enjoy the remainder of the Sabbath, brethren. It's a wonderful day.